But then Paul takes it a little step further. I love Paul. He really gets into things. And at verse 10, he says this, "For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life." I need to repeat that. For we are what he has made us, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. There are three powerful statements in that one verse. The first is, Paul says, we are what God has made us. This takes us back to creation. When God created us, he said, it is good. And he said in another verse, it is very good. We were created in his image, and we all know that God loves his creation. It was good. It was very good. And we also know that God doesn't make mistakes. He did a good thing. We are what God has made us, and he gave us the ability to love. And that is grace. And then Paul says, which God prepared beforehand. Now, when I think of God preparing things in advance, my mind automatically goes to the first chapter in the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That is the beginning. That is what God planned beforehand. God planned that Christ was going to fill us with his grace. Amen. And then he closes this with, to be our way of life. He planned for it to be our way of life, the way of living love, the way of life that we receive through Jesus Christ because of our faith. He prepared us for grace in advance. From the very beginning, there was grace. Now, what that means is that grace comes before our response to God, before our acceptance of God, and yes, even before we were even aware of God at all. It is grace that draws us to God. It is grace that compels us to seek him. It is available to all of God's creation, all of God's children, whether they accept or acknowledge God at all, whether they accept God's love at all, they still have God's grace. God is drawing them to him through grace. When we talk about grace, we are talking about God pursuing us. In Jeremiah, God said this, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness." That's the way we are to. That is the way we are to live our life. Unfailing kindness. God draws us to him with an everlasting love. He first loved us, and he compels us and draws us in to love him, to receive that never-ending love. That is grace. God wants us to be in a relationship with him, and he wants to be in a relationship with us. He is giving us the power to do it before we even know it. He's drawing us in. He has taken the initiative, and given us the opportunity to respond. God has given us the capability of living loved. Now, for some, this receiving of grace is immediate. For others, like me, we're slow learners. We get so wrapped up in our small worlds with all the hustle and bustle of living and doing and achieving. All of this in a world that tends to pull us away from God and our faith. It is grace that God uses to pull us back to Him. He never lets go. That's what that song I sang this morning is all about. He touched me. We are shackled with burdens, with loads of guilt and shame. And then the hand of Jesus reached out and touched me through grace. And now we are living loved. God pursues us. He woos us. How does this happen, you might be asking? Just how is it that God is drawing us to Him? How is it that He touches our lives? Have you ever had a moment in life when something happened, or you saw something or witnessed something, or maybe something someone did for you, or something someone said to you, and you said, wow, that was from God? That's grace. That's God drawing us to Him through others. What about the hard times? The difficult times in our life, suffering, sin, and sickness. How often have we gone through bad times and turned to God? That's God's grace. How about those times when we seek God's help? That's God's grace. It's all God's grace. It is drawing us to Him, and He reaches out and He touches us through His grace. God's grace stirs up in us the desire to get to know Him more, and He empowers us to respond to His invitation to be in a relationship with Him. It is grace that draws us in to do that. God has always and will always be present in our lives, even if we haven't acknowledged it or whether or not we realize that it's there. It is there. This grace, this love of God, is in us through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that Jesus promised to us at the Last Supper, the Spirit that is in us from the very beginning at creation. God knows us. He knows our very being. Psalm 139, and I'm not going to read all of it, just part of it, says this, and it really describes this for me. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all of my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Even knowing the mess that I am, He lays His hand upon me. That is God's grace. God reaches out through all of my mess and touches me. Grace is God's loving hand on you. It is the loving action of God in your life, ever present in your life. It's like the air we breathe. We can't live without it. It doesn't go away. And everything we do or say or think or feel, we're breathing God's grace in. His holy presence living in me. He is drawing us to him. For it is by grace that we are saved. For we are what he has made us, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Amen. Grace is God's love living in us, drawing us to him and compelling us to seek him. You can't get away from his presence. His very presence, his grace, is living in you. It is the very air that we breathe. It is living, loved. Amen. Now, I've got another favorite song. I threw this one in on Sam. Sam, thank you for doing this for me. And normally, we would have this time as prayer at the altar. But for this morning, I would like you to just sit a few minutes breathing in the grace of God and feeling his never-ending love in your life. Breathe him in.